Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about kitnias on Pesach. We'll define what is kitnias, what's the basis, the reason for the Ashkenazic practice to not have kitnias on Pesach while Sfaradim are lenient, and what happens if an Ashkenazi marries a Sfaradi. So let's start out with at the beginning. What is chametz? Chametz is when you have a grain, a real grain, for example, wheat, barley, spelled rye, also oats, so those are going to be the chamisha mine dagan. Those are the five grains that can become leaven and come real chametz. That's going to be the iser d'oraisa of chametz on Pesach. So kitnias are not from those items. They may look like them, but they are not them. Kitnias, strictly speaking, is defined as legumes, rice, corn, peas, lentils, also included seeds. These are quasi-grains. They kind of look like grains, but they're not grains. They cannot become chametz, but because of the similarities, Ashkenazim are strict. That's based on a psak of the Ramah, in Or HaChaim, Taf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, based on the Minhage of the Maharil, that Ashkenazim, obviously, we don't have the Chamisha Mine Dagan, we don't have the five grains, and if they become leaven, you have to have them to do the mitzvah matzah, but we're very careful about that, and we don't have the Chamisha Mine Dagan. On that, if when it becomes chametz, that's a huge problem. That's d'oraisa. But the Ashkenazic practice, the minhag that is accepted by all Ashkenazim, is also to not have the kidneys. So why the extension of kidneys? So there are three different reasons. This is brought by Rabbi Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs in his publication on Pesach, and he says reason number one why Ashkenazim are strict when it comes to the kitnias is number one because of the comparison, the similarities between the mine dagan, those are the real grains, and the kitnias. They are fairly similar because they are grains, they're granules, and they are collected and they are kept in a warehouse, for example, in a machzan, they last for a long period of time. Accordingly, because they are similar in their characteristics, they are treated similarly, there is a concern that they can become mixed. The real grains, the chamisha mine dagan, together with the kitnias, they can become mixed together. And accordingly, when you go and cook your kitnias, which is fundamentally permitted on Pesach, you may have included within it the grains, real grains, for example, wheat, and that will become chametz. So that is reason number one to be machmir, to not have kitnias, because there may be grains mixed in that can become chametz. Reason number two is as follows, because they are sold all year round in the same places, the same stores. They are weighed in the same scales. They're treated similarly. We have similar processes and sales. There's a concern that we may get confused. We may mix them up while they're being sold. And again, a similar concern to the first one, that we may wind up having the real grains together in our kitnias, and accordingly, there's a ban on kitnias. And number three, reason number three to not have kitnias, kevan shagami mine kitnias regilim lasot kema, because just like we make flour from the real grains, we make from wheat, we make from barley, we make flour, so too, there is a practice to take kitnias and to make flour from it as well. For example, there is rice flour, and there's corn flour, etc., and there's a concern if somebody sees you using flour on Pesach, they can very easily think that that is real flour, flour from wheat, etc. And they see you, and you're really not using flour. It's rice flour, it's corn flour. And you're not concerned. You're baking it more than 18 minutes. You're not worried about it becoming chametz. People are going to see that, and they're going to say, "Oh, flour must be okay." And they're going to use real flour, and that will cause a real chametz problem. So there are various reasons, three different reasons why the Ashkenazim are strict to not have kitnias. Svaradim, based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and Taf Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, Orez, Usharmine Kitnias, rice, other types of kitnias, Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch, Einam Bayin Lidei Chimotz, they do not become leaven, they do not become chametz, and accordingly it's permitted to cook them, it's permitted to have them, not a problem whatsoever based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Having said that, there are certain Sfaradim, certain groups of Sfaradim, kehilas of Sfaradim, that are strict and they do not have kitnias. Some either don't have just the rice, others don't have any kitnias. In fact, the Ben Ish Chai says that in Baghdad, Rabimi Balei Batim, many Balei Batim, talking about Sfaradim, Nagush Lola Echol Oriz B'Pesach, they are no heg to not have rice on Pesach, and those who do have it, he tells them that you have better check it three times to make sure that there is no grain, real grain, included in your rice. Rav Avadi Yosef says, V'yesh me'asvardim yirei Hashem she'enam ochlim. There are those who are very strict about this. Rice and other kitnias. So the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that Sfaradim do not have to be strict. Nonetheless, we do have other Sfaradi poskim who said that the practice is to be strict. Rice, other kitnias. So there are different practices when it comes to the Sfaradim. Let's assume for now that you have an Ashkenazi. Ashkenazim, everyone is strict on kitnias. And let's assume we have a Sfaradi that is not strict. Based on the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, this is the difference between the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah being Machmir and the Shulchan Aruch not being Machmir. So how about if we have a Sfaradi marry an Ashkenazi? So let's go first with if you have a Sfaradi girl who has the more lenient minhag. She grew up and they do have kitnias, and she marries an Ashkenazi who has never had kitnias. To them, that's chametz gomor. That's a terrible thing. So the question is, what does she do? Does she have to take on the stricter practice? So Rav Fuchs says as follows, Noheges Kabbalah, Vasruah B'kitnias. When she marries an Ashkenazi, she has to take on the stricter practice. She will be noheg like her husband, and she can no longer have kitnias on Pesach, unless, he says, based on the Tashbitz and other poskim, unless the Baal, the husband, is not makbid, and then she could continue with her more lenient practice. So what typical, the default is that when a woman and man marry, and one's a Sfaradi and one Ashkenazi, the default is that she would take on the practice of the husband. So here, it would be taking on a more strict practice because she's the Sfaradi who grew up eating kitnias. He doesn't eat kitnias, so she would take on the more strict standard. When it comes to the reverse, if we have a girl who is Ashkenazi, a woman who's Ashkenazi, and she marries a Sfaradi, so she grew up with the stricter practice, and now she's marrying someone who has the less strict practice, so we would say similarly, and now there are many details on this, but on a high level, she would take on the practice of her husband. When it comes to everything, halachic issues, she would take on the practices of the husband, and accordingly, she would not have to be strict. She would be permitted to eat kitnias on Pesach. Nonetheless, there are some poskim who say that she should be machmir if we have a concern that she is going to be hurting the minhag of her family. So if it looks that she is causing a breach of their minhagim, or if they're going to be offended by what she's doing, then she should be machmir and continue not having kitnias. And they are also of the view, some poskim say she needs a hatar, she needs to be matir neder. She grew up being strict about something and now she wants to go and be lenient because she get married. So it may require hataras nedarim. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein says no hataras nedarim is required. The fact that she got married to a Sfaradi, and for this instance and other things as well, that takes care. That is what abrogates her minhag just by virtue of getting married, and now she would take on the minhagim of the husband, including to be lenient, which would be when an Ashkenazic woman marries a Sfaradi man, and she was strict about kitnias, and now she's not going to be. She would not have, based on the Igros Moshe, to do Hataras Nedarim, because getting married is the Hataras Nedarim. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.